You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kashmans, and this is our latest look at the Minnesota Twins. I'm joined by Rhett Bollinger. And, Rhett, let's kick it off here. We've got a little bit about a month, a little more than a month to go before guys report to Fort Myers, Florida. So give me a bold prediction for the rest of the Twins offseason.
Well, I don't know if it's too bold at this point, but I think at this point, we've gone long enough in the offseason. I don't think that Brian Dozier will be traded. I think, if anything, they're going to build the offense around him. I could actually see the Twins signing another player to kind of complement the offense, maybe sign an outfielder. Obviously, they have a very young outfield with Byron Buxton, with Eddie Rosario, with Max Kepler. A veteran bat could certainly help this team a lot. We know they need pitching, which is not very bold to say they need pitching. Obviously, last year had the worst ERA in the majors. So I think it would be very bold if they sign an outfielder. I know they've talked to Jose Bautista's representative at this offseason. I don't think it's too serious, at least checking in to see at least his availability out there, especially considering the fact that it sounds like Bautista could maybe take a one-year deal. So I think the Twins will hang on to Dozier, try to build around him the rest of the way here going forward.
The Twins do have that protected first-round pick, so you never rule out sometimes those are opportunities to get in the market of a guy when his market does crumble, but we shall see. Obviously, Rhett, Dozier has been the centerpiece of any and all news regarding the Twins these last few weeks. Really, this whole winter, we've been talking about the possibility of Dozier being on the move. But, to your point earlier about it kind of gets to the heart of if this is going to happen, maybe it would have happened by now. This thing is really dragged out. It seems we've heard reports in the last week or so that the Twins are close to making up their minds. What's the latest you hear there?
I think at this point, this week, it should be resolved. I think the Twins do want to kind of get this done with. We had talked about it the entire offseason. It's been kind of dragging throughout. We do know, obviously, that Jose De Leon is kind of the main target of the Twins, a right-handed pitcher, big pitching prospect for the Dodgers. But it's kind of the pieces around that's kind of what they've been kind of haggling over, it sounds like, whether or not the Dodgers are willing to get rid of other top prospects for Dozier. So far at this point, they obviously have not because they haven't had a trade yet. So I think the Twins are probably smart to set a deadline and say, hey, if you're not going to make this deal, then we're just going to kind of move on with Dozier into the second baseman because they can't sit here and wait forever. Obviously, other teams in the mix as well. We've heard teams like the Braves in that mix, even maybe the Cardinals, some teams like that. I mentioned the Giants at one point as well. So there are teams that are in there, but it seems like the Dodgers all along have kind of been the most likely, team to make that trade. And then also the Dodgers did, sign a Cuban infielder yesterday, a guy that's probably more, his minor league deal, so it's not a big signing for the Dodgers, but you never know if that also puts a wrench in their plans as well. So at this point, it's still worth monitoring, but I do think it's going to resolve it pretty quickly.
All right. Well, as you referenced, Rhett, the pitching is a fundamental need for the Twins if they're going to have any hope of being a competitive ball club here moving forward. The rotation was a real mess again in 2016. You had an article recently on the Twins website about their rotation picture, and I thought we'd run through a couple of those guys just to get your thoughts on them. First of all, Kyle Gibson, he had a 5.07 ERA in 25 starts last year, and he might be the number two starter on this. What are your thoughts on Gibson going into the new year?
It's a big year for him. I thought last year was going to be his breakout year. He had a really good year 2 years ago. Maybe not really good, but a solid year by his standards. ERA in the low fours with a solid starting pitcher with a good sinker ball. Not really a strikeout guy, but certainly a good middle-to-back-end starter that you could count on. And sure enough, last year, it all kind of went haywire. He struggled with injuries a little bit too, kind of had a back injury throughout the year, went on the DL at one point as well, and just never really got consistent. I think that big step forward they're hoping he's going to take, especially with the strikeouts, never came. So I think this is a year for him. He's got to kind of prove that he can be a part of this rotation. Obviously, he was a big prospect for a long time. He's got the prototypical frame of being, 6'6", sinker baller. It's just that thing where the slider and the changeup really have never been that kind of the outpitch I think they kind of wanted it to be. So it's certainly not too late. But this is definitely going to be a big year to kind of prove that he can at least even be a mid-rotation starter. Because last year, he was their second-best guy, but his ERA, like I said, was in the five. So it goes to show you just how, tough the rotation was for last year for the Twins.
Yeah, and it got tougher still. Hector Santiago arrived mid-season. There was some thought, well, that could be a good play there, a guy with some control attached to him. But then he had a 5.58 ERA and 11 starts for Minnesota. What's up with Santiago here moving forward?
Well, a lot of that was just kind of early on, though, too. I mean, he really came over and struggled right out of the gate. He was a lot better there down the stretch. Just much better. Even at one point, when he first came over, he was on a hot streak with the Angels. Thought, okay, can you keep this going? Sure enough, went the other way, and he was so bad at I almost had to wonder if he was going to be a non-tender candidate. But then, sure enough, turned it around there down the stretch. So I think they kind of know he's one of those guys that kind of walks that tightrope of you know, striking out, sorry, of walking a lot of guys, giving up home runs. But he's been effectively wild. I think his career ERA is right around 3.7, 3.8. So he's had a solid career. So I think it's one of those things where maybe last year when he first came over, it's kind of maybe just that, you know, new team jitters, that kind of stuff, and working with a new pitching coach. But once he kind of got his mechanics and everything kind of ironed out a little bit, he was much better. So he's kind of a wild card going into this year. Like I said, he's just such a, you know, erratic pitcher in some ways. You never know what you're going to get. But he's been an all-star before. He's a veteran, so he's definitely going to be a part of the rotation. Just at this point, it's going to be hard to really know what they're going to get from him.
Another trade acquisition, interesting name, Adalberto Mejia was acquired for Eduardo Nunez. Obviously, this is more in the prospect realm, Brett, but what are the chances of this guy cracking the opening day rotation? Do you think he could potentially fight his way into a job, or is he more on the back burner at this point?
It's certainly possible, but it would be surprising. I think that obviously a guy like Jose Berríos has been up there longer, has a better shot than he does, even though, as we've talked about a bunch, Berríos really obviously had a big struggle up there in the majors. But he is a very quality left-handed arm there, a big guy. I was surprised how big he was in person when he came over. He pitched one game in Kansas City after the trade. Big, strong guy, lefty, good control. He was suspended, you know, I think it was 2 years ago for PEDs, I believe. But since then, has bounced back and had a really, you know, kind of regained his prospect status. So for me, and I still believe it, we'll see how he does in the majors. I think it was a solid trade for the Twins at the time to add a major league, you know, ready left-handed arm like that. I don't think, like I said, I think he's probably more likely to go AAA or something the year out, but I do think for sure he'll be in the rotation at some point this year.
All right, there you have it. The Rays from Rhett Bollinger. I want to thank him for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.